Today I'm continuing my sermon summaries from Romans. We're in chapter 2, starting in verse 12. Paul is coming off of his tight-knit argument that there's no room for judgment amongst ourselves, specifically from religiously blessed individuals against the heathen, because God judges, and he judges without partiality. And therefore, there's actually higher accountability for those who have been given more. And here he plays it out in these following verses. Verse 12 says, "For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law." So the Gentiles, those addressed in chapter 1, they sin without having been given the oracles of God. "And all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law," as the verse continues. So he turns the tables onto those who have the law, that they did receive the commands from Moses on that mount, and they have the law. How does this exactly play out? And Paul goes on to explain, in a sense he's given us the outlines, and now he's filling in the color. Verse 13 he says, "For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God." So the first thing is that it is not just hearing the word. They need to be doers. They do not get special treatment based off of hearing the law. Hebrews tells us, "While it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as when they provoked me. For who provoked him when they had heard? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief." So simply, just because we grow up in church or have believing parents or know our Bibles or can quote scripture or adhere to American Christianity or vote a certain way or wear certain clothes or listen to certain music, none of these things mean salvation. He continues verse 13 and he says, "But the doers of the law will be justified." Once again, we come to a verse that must be translated in the proper context of scripture and Pauline theology. The main point of Romans, or one of the biggest points of Romans, you could say, is that justification comes by faith alone, apart from works. So what I believe this verse is saying is this: he's speaking of those who obey the law in a gospel way. Galatians 3:24 says, "But the scripture has shut up everyone under sin so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept in custody under the law, being shut up to the faith, which was later to be revealed. Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ so that we may be justified by faith." So it's a proper understanding of what the law is and why it's there, that it's to point out our sinfulness and point to the sinlessness of Jesus. Romans 1:5 says, "Through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all Gentiles for his name's sake." Romans 16, verse 26 says, "But now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of the faith." So, in sum, all parties without justification by faith are worthy of judgment. Verse 14 says, "For when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law." So mankind has an understanding of right from wrong, especially when done against oneself, right? Anyone who is murdered, if they were able to, would cry out for justice. And he continues on, "These not having the law are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the law written on their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them." So every time one does that which is right, because they know the alternate is wrong, they're actually condemning themselves. "For they show that they surely do indeed have a knowledge of God's law or his moral character stamped on the very imprint of their heart, and yet of course they do not obey it in a consistent way." Verse 16, he says, "On the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus." So there will be judgment. "A day is coming which no man will escape." And this is part of the gospel, that there will be judgment for all, except for those who are in Christ Jesus. So what are some main points that we gain from this passage? Well, there is no man without excuse. All stand condemned before God, the righteous judge, as we pointed out in the previous sermon summary in Romans 2, 1 through 11. We also learn that we cannot merely be hearers of the law and be just before God. Rather, we must be doers. That, no, we are not justified by keeping the law. We're justified by being obedient to God's word and trusting in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And so it depends on your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Just because you grew up in church, just because you sing the right songs, listen to the right music, dress the right way, vote the right way, whatever you think that's saving you, that ought to provide no confidence for you. Be able to say, along with Paul, that you put no confidence in the flesh. Rather, all your confidence is in Jesus Christ, the gracious and loving, righteous one, the Lord and Savior, the only one who can save.